Now, the long simmering row about speaking time in the Dáil is due to come to a boil again this afternoon. The government is expected to force through a rule change that would favour a small group of independents, including Michael Lowry. The argument put forward by the coalition is that this won't take any time from the opposition, but will give extra rights to government backbenchers as well as to the regional independents. Here's Taoiseach Simon Harris on his way into cabinet today.
So Deputy Mary Lou MacDonald doesn't lose a minute speaking. Deputy Vanna Batchick doesn't. Deputy Cian O'Callaghan doesn't. And Deputy everybody else in the opposition doesn't. So the speaking time for the opposition remains exactly as is. What we're doing here is recognising that other people also got elected to the Dáil. And they too have a right to ask the Taoiseach a question. They too have a right to ask me a question. They too have a right to ask priority questions about education, health and other issues in their constituency. And even under this system, they still won't have the same level of speaking as the opposition have. What we're simply saying, and I think this is completely lost in the palaver, what we're simply saying here is on a Wednesday and on a Thursday, there would be 8 minutes. 8 minutes set aside for a member of the government backbenches or an independent TD to stand up and ask a question, to get an answer, ask a follow-up question and get an answer. That is it.
Fine Gael leader Simon Harris. The opposition say this is stroke politics and that the TDs in question can't be on both sides of the House. We can hear now from People Before Profit Solidarity TD Ruth Coppinger.
Facts are facts. The standing orders are laid out in black and white. And there's clearly a cut in the opposition speaking time in relation to Taoiseach's questions. So, for example, I've Taoiseach's questions today, but I may not have that next week. And it's a chance for every TD, and by the way, the backbenchers could have used it at any time in the last number of years, to question the Taoiseach. It's open to all. And by cutting that, it is the Taoiseach being less accountable to the Dáil, you know, at one very important time in the week.
And that was Ruth Coppinger speaking at Leinster House a short time ago. For the latest, let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Micheál, will you bring us through what's expected to happen this afternoon?
Well, the Dáil is going to resume at 2 o'clock, Rachel, and I suppose at that point you'll see how the opposition are going to approach this particular one. The vote, the key vote on all of this, is scheduled for sometime around 3:10. I think there is going to be disruption. There probably won't be a walkout because there is a feeling across the opposition that if they walk out, that the business would simply continue on and the vote would be held. So the disruption is going to be the focus. How exactly is that going to work? And I suppose that will put a lot of emphasis on the Ceann Comhairle of Verona Murphy. I think the opposition are going to continually raise points of order and seek clarity on what the government are doing and voice their opposition that way. That could ultimately lead to a suspension of the House, or will there be a sufficient momentum on the government side to push this through at 3:10? That's what we have to see over the next hour or so.
It's 4 months since the election, Micheál. This will have to be resolved at some point. Are there any indications as to where that solution might lie?
No, I don't think there's a solution at this point. What I do think you have is a united opposition for the moment in their approach to this. I don't know will that continue indefinitely, and that's simply because of the really big things that are coming down the tracks when it comes to this country's economy. And I think ultimately the status of this row will get relegated because of that. But before that, you will see a few hours of chaos in the Dáil. It's just how strong will that be? Will there be enough there to actually delay this vote, to push it all the way through till tomorrow? I'm not so sure, but maybe that could happen. On the government side, there is a determination that they will remain disciplined through the afternoon and not contribute to the boisterous scenes. So I think it is coming to a head. There is going to be a residual fallout from that in the sense of how Leinster House works. All those customary niceties that kind of allow the place to function, I think they are gone for the moment. And what you're going to see is a fairly divisive Dáil. At the same time, it probably will begin functioning somewhat better when this ultimately is voted upon.
Micheál, thank you very much. A busy few hours ahead.